here. Hare Gufa Machlokim. These are three different ladies here. Hare Shemus Machlokim. Each one has a separate name. Like there's three different ladies, three different Isurim here. So of course, if a Kohen Gadol lives with one Amona, then another Amona, of course he should be Chayiv three times. So why does Avraham say he's only Chayiv one time? Elo the case is, Shebo al Almona Achas, Shalosh Bias. It means the Kohen Gadol lived with one lady, one Amona, three times. So again, Hechidon, what are we talking about? Either Layasri Beifi didn't want him in between Pshita, Avada the only Chayiv Elachas. Of course, he's only Chayiv one time. Elo the Asri Beifi. Elo, why we warned him each time? If so, Akol Chodah Vachodah, may in the Chayiv Elachas. If we warned him in between each time, don't live with her again, don't live with her again, he should be Chayiv each time separately. For Yotanan, we learned. Nozir Shoye Shoye Yain Kolayoyim. If you have a Nozir that was doing an Issa, was drinking wine the whole day, Kuloi, and the Chayiv Elachas. If we don't warn him in between, only once, he's only chayiv once. Omula, what about if we tell him, Al Tish, stop drinking, you're an ozer. Al Tish, stop drinking. Who shays, because he continues drinking. The locker is chayiv a kolachas viachas, he's chayiv in every single one of them. See here also, if he lived with this amana three times and we warned him each time, he should be chayiv three times. So Moses says, let's read the cases like this. Shebo al almonas Ruvain, shehoysa almonas Shimon, shehoysa almonas Levi. That was the case. He lived once with this lady. This lady was first married to Reuven, he died. Then she got married to Shimon and he died. Then she got married to Levi and he died. So this one lady is called an almana from three different husbands. And the Kohen Gadol lived with her one time. So now the time I would have thought to say, Harei Shemus Machlokim, she has three different names of an almana rana. She's called an almana of Reuven, of Shimon, of Levi. So maybe that the Kohen Gadol is chayiv three times. Kamash Malan, no, he's only chayiv one time. Why? Because Gufa Mochlokim Bina Moleka. We have to have three different bodies, three different ladies. If it would have been three different Amonas, then he'd be Chayiv three times, true. But here, since it's only one lady, even though this lady has three names upon her, that she was three times an Amona, still the Kohen Gadol is only Chayiv once with one Hasra. Yes. Then, what does the Brisa say? If the lady was first an Amona, that means she was married and her husband died. Then she got married a second time and she became a Grusha. Then she became a Chalola. Means then a Kohen married her. And then she became a Zoyna. She lived with a Chayiv Krisis. Now if a Kohen lives with her, the Kohen is Chayiv four times for living one time with her. The Gemara, high time of my Kesava. What does this time hold? E Kesava, you want to tell me, Yod Issa Chalal Issa, that yes, one Issa could be Chal upon a second Issa. In other words, here, when the Kohen lives with this one lady, he's Chayiv four Averis. Because this one lady has four Isurim upon her. She is a Namona, she is a Grusha, she is a Chalola, and she is a Zayna. So that's why the Kohen is Chayiv four times one Avera. But this has to do with Issa Chalal Issa. So if he holds one Issa, could be Chal upon a second Issa, like here. If she was a Grusha, then she became a Namona, I say, so what? Even though she was also to the Kohen already, because of the Grusha, but now, when she becomes a Namona, she becomes with a second Issa. So that's what our Tan holds. If so, Ibchanami, even if the case was opposite, that first she became a Zoyna, then she became a Chalola, then a Grusha, then a Mono, also we should say, Issa Chalal Issa. If a Kohen lives with this lady now, he should be Chayiv four times. V'kasov, if our Tan holds, no. Ein Issa Chalal Issa, no. That once the Issa lady is also to you one time, even though another reason comes, it's not Chal. If so, Afilu Kesedra was an Ami. Even though first she was an Amona, then a Grusha, the Issa Grusha should not be Chal upon her, because she's also to you already, because she's an Amona. Like if you're a Kohen Gadol, she's also to you already. So what does our Tana hold? This way yes, that way no. Omar Rava Haitana, our Tana holds like this. Issa Chalal Issa Lesley. Just the regular Issa, that's Chal once. Then another regular Issa, that cannot be Chal upon the first Issa. So therefore, if the lady would have first been a Grusha, and then she becomes an Amona, the second Issa Amona would not be Chal upon her. Because she was also too ready for a Grusha. But what does our Tana hold? But Issa Moisev Islay. If the second Issa adds on more than the first one did, that he holds. Therefore, it's only in this order that's good. Almona. If this lady first became an Almona. So true, Asura Lekain Gadol. She's only also to a Kain Gadol. But Vishari Lekain Hegyet. An Almona could get married to a regular Kain. Heavy La Grusha. Then she got married to a regular man and she got a get. Now, when she gets a get, now she has a shame grusha. Me gudi yisus of lo yisur la gabi kain hedjit. Now, because that she can't the grusha, she can't marry a regular kain hedjit. So an issa is chal upon somebody new that was not here before because of the amana.
Simso, we two subnamilo Yisrael Gabi Kohen Gadol. We say the story of Amigo, that even the gate of the first Kohen Gadol, also she's also with the second Yisrael. But now when this lady became a Grusha, not only is she also to the Kohen because of the first Almonas, but she's also because she became the Grusha also. Since this new Issa Grusha added something to her more than before, it made her now also to regular Kohen Hedjit, that's called Amigo, it's also chal upon the Kohen Gadol. But we are dying Shari Lamecha Betruma. Still this lady, she's allowed to eat truma. Heavy lo chalola. Now let's say she marries a kohen, she becomes a chalola. So she's also to eat truma. So to say a svara, mi good yisusiv yisur lamecha betruma. Since she becomes also not she can eat truma, yisusiv yisur lagar the kohen gadol. Again, she also becomes also the kohen gadol mishum chalola. El zayna ma'isif. But later when she becomes a zayna, what is she eating more than before? Isbei? Amar Rav Chama bar Rav Ketina, hoyo v'shem znus, toysa v'yisroel, toniyeh, since your same znus passes v'yisroel also, because the Yisroel also is not supposed to marry your zayna. So therefore, since she becomes us, even to a Yisroel now, therefore it also becomes us in the gate of a Kohen Gadol. So that's why I would turn hold, that if this one lady, first was an Amona, then a Grusha, then a Chalola, then a Zayna, all four Yisroel machal upon her, and therefore if a Kohen Gadol marries her, he's over four of hers. Alright, we'll stop here. Dafayin Zayin Omid Beis. We get in the middle of the Brisa said the Chilik upon that if a Kohen Gadol lives with this one Isha, that first again she was, the Seidu was, that first she was an Amona, then she became a Grusha, then she became a Chalolo, and then she became a Zayna. So the Halacha is if a Kohen Gadol lives with her, he's Chayiv four times. So when I said, what does that time hold for him? If he owed any Yisachal Alissa, so why? If he owed Yisachal Alissa even the other way also? So when I came out that our time hold Issa Moisev Islay. That each one adds on one to the other, if you Moisev and the Issa, then the second Issa is Chal. So that's why Amonis was only to a Kohen Gadol. A Gerush was even to a Kohen Hedjit. And then, a Chalola was she came also to teach Trumer even. And then the Zayna, the Gemara said, Shem's Nus, Paisa B'Yisrael. That the Zayna, Rashi says, Shem's Nus means that by Yisrael also, if his wife becomes a Saita, she has Nus with somebody else, she becomes also to her husband. So if it was Nus passes B'Yisrael, therefore it's Nitaisif. Now first one of the big lines almost. Toni Tona Kamad Rav Sheshes. Kol Shu B'Yikach Harehu B'La Yikach. Whoever is the Chlal B'Yikach is the Chal B'La Yikach. As Rashi says, the Pasuk says, these cases of Kohen Gadol can't take an Amona. So it has to be that the lady, if it wouldn't have been that she's an Amona, the Kohen Gadol could take her. But if for a different reason, the Kohen Gadol can't take her anyway, then you don't have this lav. And Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Vu isha b'psaleh yikach. A Kohen Gadol should marry a b'sula. And right away it says, Amona grusha lo yikach. So we dash in that an Amona is only also if before she was an Amona, she was fit for a Kohen Gadol. If she would have been fit for Kohen Gadol to marry her, then now that she became an Amona, Hareya B'la Yikach. But Kol She'ena B'Yikach, anytime he can't marry her anyway, Eina B'la Yikach. Then you don't have the special law for Kohen Gadol or Kohen to marry them. Prat wasn't mean to say Lafuke, Kohen Gadol Shabu Al Al Choysei Almona. Let's say Kohen Gadol now lives with his sister the Almona. So Lachar is that, since even if she wouldn't have been an Almona, a Kohen Gadol can't marry her sister, so even though his sister became an Amon and lives with her, he's not chayiv for the Aveira of a Kohen Gadol to an Amon. Omelech, he said back, the Omelech Omani, who do you go like? The Chur Rebbe Shimon, you go according to Rebbe Shimon Shita. The Omelech Shimon holds, the Omer ain Issa chalal Issa, that one Issa cannot be chal upon a second Issa. Therefore, the Issa Almona is not chal upon the Issa of Achoisai. The Tanya we learned, Rebbe Shimon Oiner, Ha'oicha Nevela of Yom Kippurim, if ye eat Nevela on Yom Kippur, the Locher is Potter. Your potter. Why? Because ain't this the chalal issa? It's also teed nevela before. So now either on Yom Kippur, the issa Yom Kippur is not chal upon the issa of nevela. The rabbanon, this is if you go according to the rabbanon shita, for Amri, they say issa chalal issa. The rabbanon hold, we do say issa chalal issa. The Gemara says no. Afilu teimer rabbanon, if you want to tell me to go according to rabbanon shita, afilu teimer rabbanon. Ki Amri Rabbanon Issa Chalal Issa. When did Rabbanon say Issa Kim Chal upon another Issa? Hanimili Issa Chomer Issa Kal. A stronger Issa upon a Kaldik Issa. Avol Issa Kal, Issa Chomer Lechal. But a shorter issa, a kaldik issa, a varachamadik issa, that cannot be chal. Therefore, here this kain gadol. If his sister becomes an almana, and then he lives with her, he's not chayin for the issa of an almana. Because the issa almana can't be chal upon the strong issa of a choisai. Ika the army, some say, hamani rabbonin. Those goes only according to rabbonin shita. The army that they say, issa chalal issa. That even though usually they say issa is chalal issa, I tell you like this. V'chiyami, Rabbanu, when the Rabbanu say Yisachal, Lissan Emili, Yisachamra, Lissachal, a stronger one or an easier one. Ava Lissachal, Lissachamra, Lichal, but like here that the Yisra Almona should be chal upon your sister, that we don't say. Because the sister, that's a stronger Yisra than an Almona. The Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, Hash, the Yisachamra, Lissachal, Lichal, he even holds that an Yisachamra is not chal upon an Yisachal, so I'll tell you, Yisachal, Al Yisachamra, me boy, the opposite way for sure is not chal. Tamara says no. Now the time I would have thought to say, I'll tell you, Issa Kunashani. I would have thought to say maybe the Issa by a kain is different. So maybe by Kuna, the Issa of a kain godel to marry an Amono. Maybe here we do say Issa Chalalissa. Kamashmula, no. Here still we don't say, we say Ein Issa Chalalissa. That Shinsi Hosti, the kain godel sister, is also tin first. Because she's a sister, even before she becomes an Amona, later when she becomes an Amona, still she's also. Oh, my lay Rav Papa Le Abaya, Rav Papa said to Abaya, Yisroel ha'bu al al-choysoi. Of a regular Yisroel lives with his sister, Zayna Meshavilo, Chalola Meshavilo. He says what? That he makes his sister now into a Zayna, and she also becomes a Chalola, she becomes Poslakuna. Now there's the Shaila. Hey, Zayna Meshavilo. For sure, Zayna she becomes. But Chalola Meshavilo, Oilai Meshavilo. Does he also make her into a Chalola now or not? But is she also now to a Kohen because of two reasons? She's also to a Kohen because she's a Zayna. But is she also because she's a Chalola or not? Me, Amrindu, I say Kal V'chayma. Mechai V'lavin Evi Chalola. When a Kohen marries a Gerusha, Chai V'lavin, she becomes a Chalola. Mechai V'krisis L'koshchein. So the here, where the brother is living with the sister, for its chai decreases, for sure she, because she should become a chalola. Or Dilma maybe know, the klala is ein chalola elam yisurikuna. You only become a chalola if the parents are doing an isakuna. It has to be a special issa for a kohen, like a kohen to marry a grusha. Then the kid, or then she becomes a chalola. But over here, where the brother is marrying the sister, it's not a special issa to a kuna, maybe she does not become a chalola. Omele said back to him, the klal is, ein chalol elam yisurikuna. No, she does not become a chalola. A chalola is only when a koyin lives with somebody that's also to him. Tovad. Only from an isurikuna. Omar Rav says, minor ha milsa. How do I know this? The Omar Rabbon, that's what the Rabbonin say. This klal of ein chalol elam yisurikuna, that a chalola is only chal from yisurikuna. I tell you the tiny, but not like this. La yoyma gerusha b'kayin godl. The Torah does not have to say a kohen gadol is also to a grusha, because really it takes to be kavuchomim a kohen hedyet. I should learn now from a kavuchomim from a kohen hedyet. But you know what I mean? I would say like this: Hash to the kohen hedyet asura, nadach to a kohen hedyet she's also the kohen gadol mi boy. So of course the grusha is also to kohen gadol. It's so lama nemru. Why does Torah have to say over the kohen gadol can't marry grusha? So it means like this: Kishem shechaluka grusha mizayna the chalol of a kohen hedyet kach. Chaluka b'kain gadol. Just like there's a difference, a kain hedyet can't marry a grusha or a zayna chalala, they're separate isurim. The same thing applies to a kain gadol. But the one of pshita, of course, it applies to a kain gadol. Migra goro, why should he be worse? He became more kaddish, became a kain gadol. Of course, he's also to the same ladies that a regular kain is also to. El or rather means like this. Kishem shechaluka grusha mizayna v'chalola. The kain hedyet, the same way it said separately, kach almona chaluka migrusha v'chalola zayna v'kain gadol. Just like it's also separately. Now, as if it said the isurim specially by kain gadol. Now the question is, chalola lama nemra. Why does there have to say chalola by kain gadol? The chura ain't chalola elam yisura kuna. Now the chura, the reason why it says it extra is to teach us this yisayin. Like Rashi says, chalola lama nemra. Hare asur with a kohen hedyet, it's also to a kohen hedyet. So pshita is also to a kohen gadol. Leimula comes to teach us that ein chalola elam yisura kuna. So Rashi says it's mikro yisayr v'dashinim. It's from an extra pasuk we make this drasha. Tahai doha de kosve, what is it? I repeat it. Lochi kosve teaches leima. She talmid Misad Roma Chalolo Acher Mamona. It says Chalolo after an Amon or Grusha. The Nisura Noigal of Kahanim. Just like a Grusha is ordinary to Kahanim, who like Kosracha Zoyna does not say Chalolo after Zoyna. Shematinus Shames Nus place of Yisrael. Because the Zoyna is also even by Yisrael. Loimlo comes to teach us Shenikras Chalolo. When does a lady become a Chalolo? Ela Midias Psul Kahuna Lovado. Only if the Avera, the Issa, was a special Issa, was Magay to a Kain. That's what the Torah says, the word Chalola here, not next to Zaino, but next to Grusha. So kids, from this pasuk we learn out that even if a man lives with his sister, he does not make her into a Chalola, since it's not a special Issa for a Kain. Right, the Zaino, the Torah says now, Zaino Loman, never wasn't say Zaino, Nemakan Zaina says over here Zaina, but Nemahalan Zaina. Makan Zarachulin, Avlahalan Zarachulin. Just like over here, the kids become a Cholol, who then also, the Kohen marries a Zaina, the kids also become a Cholol. Omer Rav Ashi, Ashi says, Hilkach, therefore, Koyena Bo Alachaisai, if a Kohen lives with his own sister. So the first time he lives with her,